They will all be Kentucky native trees that we'll be planting, particularly try to stay within the bluegrass region native trees, though we do bring in some from the outer areas of Kentucky that aren't necessarily found right here in the bluegrass. But we have trees like Kentucky coffee tree, bald cypress, white oak, chinkapin oak, red oak, Schumard oak. We'll have sycamore and persimmon and redbud and dogwood, serviceberry, pawpaw. We have a lot of native shrubby kind of things as well coming, some viburnums and some buttonbush and some of that other understory plantings. We'll have black gum, black locust, yellow poplar. I'm trying to think what else we have. Hickories. Yes. Yeah, we have a ton.
And is it important to have that variety, and if so, why?
It is hugely important to have variety. You should never have any kind of forest stand with any more than a third of it being of one species. And so that is because of all of the ecological need for having diversity. If you have insects come through or pathogens come through and you have one species, you're likely to lose that entire species. Plus, it encourages the growth and the success of those pathogens or those insects that are problems. You don't have a healthy ecosystem with just one species, you miss out on that whole range of all of those other necessary benefits that pollinators of different varieties bring in for the different insects that are good for us, as well as for the fruits and the other things that animals and other wildlife require. Trees do different things for us. Some trees absorb a lot more water than other trees. It's species dependent. Some trees pull a lot more pollutants out of the air of certain pollutants versus the trees of other species that will pull out different pollutants. It's all in their makeup of what they are intrinsically designed to do.
Okay. And you talked about circling back around to Coldstream. So I guess I wondered about, city compared to be out in rural areas. How is that decision made? And I get the point with this one, right? With this
event. Sure. So in general, Reforest the Bluegrass started to make sure that we were having a direct impact on open waterways in Lexington. That started to help us decrease the amount of pollutants that were making their way into our waterways, because they would shoot right across open ground and there was nothing stopping them from hitting our waters directly. An added benefit to that is cooling temperatures over those waterways and stabilizing the soil. So initially it all focused on open waterways. And then after that, we tried to make sure that we are moving around Lexington. So we've had it, this will be the second time at Coldstream, but we've also hosted Reforest the Bluegrass at Masterson Station Park, at Bellawood Park, at Wellington Park and Shillitoe Park. We've been out at the Kentucky Horse Park. We've been to Heisel Park a couple times. So we really try to move it around Lexington so that we get that benefit everywhere. And trees benefit communities well beyond where they are actually planted. So even though we are on the north side of town, we will feel those benefits on the south side of town through the absorption of water, through the cooling of our city. They have that bigger, broader impact. But we really do try to spread it out and see where the need is. And then, of course, we always have to make sure that we have enough acreage. Our goal is to hit at least 5 acres for a planting, because we have up to 800 volunteers come out. And to put 8,000 to 10,000 tree seedlings in the ground, we have to have the space for it. So that is definitely a factor we have to consider.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And then if you there's the opportunity the weekend following for people to plant at home, too, right?
Yes, that's called Reforest at Home. This came out of what we needed to figure out to do with our tree seedlings that we had purchased for the event that was canceled due to COVID-19. And so we said, let's get them out to the community. And it was such a great hit, and we really enjoyed it that we continue to do that. And John's Run Walkshop is a great sponsor for those tree seedlings. On April 20th, you can come to one of those 4 locations that Mayor Gorton mentioned and pick up tree seedlings. We do have a couple of restrictions on how many of the flowering tree species can go home with each person so that we can get them out. But due to our tree canopy study that we had our reassessment details back on in 2020, it showed that overall Lexington's tree canopy coverage is 23%. Our goal is 30%. An LFUCG owned property is already at 33%, and the need is really on private property. So this is our way of trying to help spur that planting on private property.